This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:11 and you are listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And, you know, it's been a tough week for many Malaysians dealing with the floods and its effects. But one bright spot has been seeing so many of us coming together to try and help where we can. And in the last week, actually, one initiative has come up time and time again. Even when we opened it up to ask for, you know, who's been doing amazing work on social media, on our messages, we've been hearing about the aid that has been provided by Sikh houses of worship. So the Gurdwaras in PJ and Shah Alam have actually been providing free vegetarian food to anyone who's been affected by ongoing floods. And in fact, free meals or langar are a typical feature of a Gurdwara. And the Gurdwara Sahib Shah Alam aims to prepare at least 5,000 meals a day. They've also been offering accommodation to anyone who needs temporary shelter. They're distributing necessities, clothes, hygiene kits, groceries that have been donated by the public. And I think you might have seen the photos. It's been incredibly heartening and heartwarming to see because thousands have been showing up to the Gurdwara to volunteer their help in preparing, packing and distributing food. And it's been a beautiful thing. Like we said, in a tough time, in a time where there have been deaths and disappointments and difficulties, knowing that there are people interested in helping and in trying really hard I found it very touching. And I think that the idea of the organization behind it is also immense. So today, it being Christmas Eve, it being the end of this very long week, we wanted to take a closer look at the work that is actually happening and also find out, like we said, what's going on behind that, right? So if you'd like to share your thoughts, if you have volunteered, perhaps at the Gurdwara, you can let us know. That number to call, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now to tell us more is Dr. Tejdev Singh, committee member of the Gurdwara Sahib Guru Nanak Shah Alam and coordinator of their flood relief program. Tejdev, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, my pleasure.
Walk us through the flood relief program and the work that you've been doing.
Okay, well, the flood relief program actually originated with four of fellow friends who actually were going around Shah Alam area, especially Sri Muda, helping out in terms of giving rations, giving food, and also rescuing a few people who were actually stuck in their homes when the water rose quite high. And since then, actually, we were initially supposed to start on Sunday, but due to our Gurdwara being flooded, we had to delay the program. And up to Sunday night, we were still unable to use the Gurdwara premise. So Monday, when the water subsided down, we initiated the cleaning process and initiated the cooking of the food to be provided to the people that's actually stuck in different areas in the surrounding the Gurdwara vicinity. So in between, more volunteers came by, more people came to help out. So it was not just actually a small group, but it became quite a big group as well. We were providing food, not just to Sri Muda, but we were providing food to many other places. And the required packs rose from about 200 packs to 300, 400, 1,000. And until today, we are providing more than, I think, almost 10,000 packs on a daily basis. So, well, that's just on the food side. We were also providing aids to the public in terms of daily necessities, including toiletries, towels, clothing, new clothing to be precise. And there are some people who came forward with new clothing as well. Daily needs in terms of dry food. Yeah, the basic necessities, I should say. We reach out to the public and we have been getting a lot of support from the people, especially from the citizens staying around here in Shah Alam area, as well as up to Genting, Rawang, KL, and if I'm not mistaken, there were also two people who came from Melaka. So you'll be getting a lot of support as well.
I wanted to know how equipped you actually were to churn out meals at the scale, because like you said, I mean, it's a big scaling up, right? Starting at, you know, a few hundred all the way to the thousands.
Well, in the Gurdwara, we normally have the equipment because like every time we have a function in the temple, there's always cooked meal to be served. So in terms of equipments, we did have everything in the temple itself. And all that was needed is actually to get raw ingredients. We have some stock of raw ingredients, so we got rolling with that stock first. And slowly, when we started our donation drive, people started contributing in terms of cash, in terms of rations, and so on. So as the demand increases, we started catering to the demands as well.
And what has it been like for you and other members of the Gurdwara during this time? How are you all feeling?
Well, we're just happy that we can actually help out the people. We can lay a helping hand. And for me, especially since I actually was a victim of flood, so I know how it's feeling like, feeling clueless. You do not know what to do. You don't know where to start, where to go, and so on. So, it's good to actually lay a helping hand to the people, and especially those who are actually stuck and they have no places to go. We actually open up a shelter in the Gurdwara itself that allows people to come and stay here.
Could you tell us more about that? I mean, how is that working in terms of the shelter being offered?
Well, in terms of the shelter, we actually open up to the foreign workers because we have classes, our Punjabi school classes that are actually in the vicinity, in the first floor. And we remove all the tables and chairs and we have some mattresses. We lay the mattresses and open up to the people who require shelter. For Malaysians, they normally can go to the PPS center, but whenever we talk about foreigners, most of the PPS center tend to turn them down. So we try to do in a way that we cater for them, so they too will have a shelter.
Mm. I wanted to know also, you mentioned that you're not just sending to Sri Muda. So how and where are you sending the food? I mean, what does it take to get food out to the people who need it, especially in the areas that are harder to reach?
It's actually quite a collaboration with multiple other NGOs as well, because it's not just within the near reach, but we're also supplying to Kuala Selangor, Port Klang, Kerry Island, Semenyih, Sepang, Dankil, Puchong, and yes, I can't really recall all the places, but yes, it's actually a very big area to cover. Thankfully, we have a lot of volunteers to pick up, so we are able to plan the route so that one pickup will go to a few different areas and drop off the food. And for instance, if it's a big volume, let's say 1,000 packs or 1,500 packs, then we'll send two pickups to go because we send cooked meals with water, with necessities all at the same time. So it's a challenge in the initial part, but as more volunteers came forward with pickups and so on, it made life a bit easy and a bit easier to coordinate though.
Now, what is the situation at the moment? In Shah Alam, have residents been able to return to their homes, start cleaning up? I mean, you mentioned that you yourself were also a victim of the floods.
Okay, in Shah Alam, technically, in most areas, the water has already subsided. So people are already going back home and started cleaning, and some have even approached us for help in helping them to clean up their residents, especially those elderly people with no younger family members and so on. So we have been laying a helping hand to the people in Shah Alam, not just to the Punjabis, but also to the Malays, the Chinese, the Indians as well. So what we are doing is currently we have actually gotten a lot of stock of raw ingredients and dry food. So we are in the midst of packaging all the dry ration to be divided equally to everyone area by area. So while we are giving out the food to the people, also the dry ration to the people, we also be giving out helping out in terms of cleaning up for them, or either carrying all the heavy household items like furniture and so on to be disposed, and or either to keep it kept aside. So these are all the initiatives that we are putting in right now.
I think there is a worry that there might be more rain in the coming week. How are you preparing for the potential of more floods and more of the aftermath?
Well, we have a backup plan for in case if the place were to be flooded, we will go to a different place and continue our efforts. And at the same time, for instance, if there's extra flood, we have already tried to compile a database where we can actually allow gather homestays where we can get the people evacuated to be transferred to the homestays. And in terms of dry ration and food, we have already restocked in such a way that we can get going for next 2 weeks.
I just want to know, I mean, how are you doing all this organization? It's really crazy. That is a lot going on.
Well, you can't do much planning because from what I feel, you have to be doing one, and when one problem arises, you just have to fix it on the spot. We can't really sit down and draw a proper table and just do a proper layout because nothing works that way, especially in this situation. You just have to go by the situation. The situation arises, you just tend to it and you just put your feet down and you just do what needs to be done.
As you mentioned, we have seen thousands of volunteers showing up at the Gurdwara. We're seeing a lot of love also on social media. How have you felt receiving all the support?
I feel grateful. I feel thankful that we have a lot of people who actually came by to help us. And truth to be told, we are lucky to have them and we needed their support because with a small handful of people, we are unable to push out that much meals, that much dry ration. As what we are doing right now, we can't do it without the support of the others.
What else can people do at the moment? How else can we help?
Okay, in terms of help, it can be done in two ways. It can be done in a voluntary work where people can actually just walk into the Gurdwara, no need to ask permission, no need to ask whether is there any shift basis, what time should we come, until what time is going on. It starts at 8 o'clock and it ends when the work ends. So there's no time limit, there's no punch card. You can come in as you feel like. If you feel you want to come in at 9 o'clock and leave at 9:05, it's up to you. If you feel you want to come and have a look but you don't want to do anything, it's purely up to the person who comes over here. Right now, what we are looking for is volunteers that will come and help us in the Gurdwara to actually do the cutting, the prepping, the cooking, the packaging of the food. And we will also need volunteers that will actually help to segregate whatever stocks that comes in between. Because as the day progresses, right, there are multiple stocks coming in of dry ration, essential items. And as some are coming in, some are going out. And when those comes in, we really have to stand by the essential bag where we actually be putting like dry food, toiletries and so on, the important items. So we really need people to come and help us to do all the sorting and the packing. So when there's a proper flow, that's when things get done fast. And we will also be needing people to come forward to help us out doing the groundwork, especially those with the four-wheel drive, so we'll be able to send goodies out to people, as well as volunteers that will help us out to go to the nearby areas where we can help people, the flood victims, in terms of, you know, helping them, not to say to clean up the house, but to help them a little bit in terms of moving items, whether it is getting rid of some items, carrying some furniture, or just giving them some comfort.
And what is the address that people can drop by to volunteer?
Okay, for those who want to drop by, they can always come to our Gurdwara. You can just Waze or Google it up. The name of the Gurdwara is Gurdwara Guru Nanak Shah Alam. It's actually located in the right next to the Cadbury factory.
Tejdev, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Okay, thank you. It's my pleasure being here as well.
That was Dr. Tejdev Singh, committee member at Gurdwara Sahib Guru Nanak Shah Alam and coordinator of their flood relief program. Again, if you would like to provide assistance, that is the place to go. And I believe that Tejdev covered exactly what you can do while you're there. If you'd like to share your thoughts, you can, of course, WhatsApp us 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.